Congress has got a lot of work to do, particularly by that September 30th deadline when I think they have to fund the government or something important like that. So, again, the federal government on edge here as the Congress comes back and tries to fund government, not the least of which is the transportation business, because, you know, shutting down that would be a real trial there. So let's bring in Lillian Byington. She covers all the transportation stuff for Bloomberg. She's a transportation government reporter. Lillian, talk to us about, you know, you think about flying. We're just talking about flying and some of the airlines seeing some pressure from higher fuel prices. But the fact is, people are flying like crazy here. There's the airlines are at full tilt here. What would a government shutdown mean to the airline industry?
They really are. So this summer has been record levels of travel. And that's, you know, post-pandemic, people really want to get out there and fly. And they're already seeing a lot of frustration and seeing a shutdown, which we're facing at the end of this month, if a measure isn't passed in Congress, which is certainly uncertain right now, what would happen is we're already seeing shortages of air traffic controllers. And this, although air traffic controllers are considered essential, so the ones that are on the job right now would be able to continue work, all the ones that are being hired and the training would all stop. So that would create, you know, a big, even larger shortage than they're already facing when it comes to air traffic controllers. And it would also delay a lot of, you know, the administrative work because those workers wouldn't be able to work at the FAA, which, you know, bringing new planes into service and stuff like that. A lot of that work would also stop if there were a shutdown and they don't, and they're not able to pass a short-term measure in time.
Putting aside the negotiations around a government funding bill and the potential ramifications if they don't get one, I'm wondering just generally, do we have enough air traffic controllers? Because there have been so many reports of close calls that seem like anachronisms. This should have happened a long time ago, not now. What is the state here of how staffed we are on that front?
Yeah, we're definitely seeing shortages. They've, you know, had to cut back some service in New York airports this summer because of those shortages. But the FAA did meet its goal this year of hiring 1,500 air traffic controllers. But the problem is just the training takes years. So even if they're hiring at higher levels now, it takes a while for them to actually get onto the job. So we are facing, you know, pretty big shortages right now. And that's why, you know, a shutdown would further damage those efforts to bring on more people to fill those gaps.
Is there a reason systemically why maybe the controllers have been understaffed, that control towers have been understaffed? Is it simply, is it pay? Is it the stress of the job? Why has there's been kind of a chronic labor issue there?
I think it's a combination. I think the pandemic also put a huge dent into that. You know, training stops then for traffic controllers, so that there's a large amount of people that were retiring that do air traffic control work, and it is a really high-stress job. And then you saw not enough levels going into the training portion of it, so you see this huge gap now because of the combination of retirements. It's a high-stress job. And, you know, we didn't get enough training going during the pandemic.
How much do we have a sense, though, that even if there is some kind of government shutdown, it would be not particularly disruptive to the mainstays of the economy? That's always traditionally how it's been. It's sort of, you know, it sounds histrionic and terrible and awful, and nothing actually happens in the day to day that people experience.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit true, too. I mean, there's a lot of people in the government that wouldn't be able to work, so a lot of that work would be felt kind of later on. It's not as much of an immediate impact, especially if, you know, they're able to get something quickly after a shutdown. Sometimes they're able to shut down for a brief amount of time, see some programs lapse, and then they get them going again. But it certainly is a big impact to the government workers that aren't paid during that time.
Liliana, I understand that the Congress also has to reauthorize the Federal Aviation Administration. What, that sounds important. What does it mean to reauthorize it?
Yeah, so basically all the authorities that keep the FAA working are also expiring after September 30th, and there's a stalemate in working through that legislation as well. They're arguing over pilot training requirements. We've also seen some concerns around pilot staffing issues. And so if they don't pass that, that means a lot of the authorities that run the FAA, like any improvement projects to airports, all that kind of stops as well. So there's kind of dueling things that Congress needs to, I mean, there's a list of a big agenda that Congress needs to get done by September 30th. And pretty hard to get most things done during Congress that where they, you know, don't agree on a lot.
All right, Liliana, thank you so much for that reporting. Liliana Byington, she's a transportation reporter for Bloomberg Government. So hopefully for a variety of reasons we get this government funding, because transportation would be certainly a headache, to say the least.